So let me see if I got this right, Steve. I just want to go back to the president's tweet over the weekend.
Okay.
I hereby demand and will do so officially tomorrow. So this was Sunday for tomorrow, yesterday. I hereby demand and will do so officially tomorrow that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI, DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes. And if any such demands or requests were made by the people within the Obama administration, exclamation point. Talk about turning a thing on its head, right? Because this
right.
investigation is about whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. He now wants the Department of Justice to investigate whether or not the FBI...
planted a mole...
at the request of the Obama administration.
And like I said before, it's all because of the term that was used, spy. I mean, had they used the word informant...
Well, he didn't use the word spy here.
No, but
it came
I think
up
some
later.
Of the earlier talk did, yeah.
Okay, so then the president's... So then yesterday, they said, we will have the inspector general's office... This is what Rosenstein came up with. He said, look, we'll have the inspector general's office look into this... They'll open up an investigation themselves, and what they're going to see is not whether or not there was actually somebody in the FBI that was working on this, but rather they're going to see if they did so for inappropriate purposes, political purposes, right? So if the FBI was doing something like that, looking into the Trump campaign, I'm not surprised by that. I hope they did. But if they were doing so to try and hurt his chances, that would be an inappropriate purpose. So it's all about what their motive is.
And they did a terrible job of it.
Right.
I mean, right? That's the other part of it. Think of this. If the FBI was infiltrating to try to defeat Donald Trump,
right?
They didn't talk about anything that they got about it. They didn't even talk about the fact that they were investigating
Well, they
it.
Didn't find the 30,000 email that Hillary deleted.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been the people inside the Trump campaign. Anyway.
Right, the FBI wouldn't be interested. Okay.
Right.
But so I don't know how you would prove, unless you had and it would be more than just a snarky text between two FBI agents, say, saying, boy, I hope Donald Trump doesn't win, right? But how do you prove that the FBI was actually politically motivated? The organization or individuals were politically motivated and trying to throw the election towards Hillary Clinton. That's what he's asking for.
I know.
Okay,
but look at everything the FBI did.
And if that is the case, then I think the president's on to something here.
So was the James Comey announcement very close to the election that they were reopening the campaign? Was that like a double super secret way to help Donald Trump? I don't understand how that works.
As you know, there were 27 Comey announcements before the election, and one helped, one hurt, one helped, and one hurt. I mean, that's my keeping score on this. Okay. You know, you pause like that make any sense. It absolutely does. When he said we're opening up an investigation or we have an investigation that helped Donald Trump. When they closed it, that helped Hillary Clinton. When they opened it back up, that helped Donald Trump. And when they closed it, it was too late. But ostensibly, it was supposed to even the score.
So you think that's why they didn't do it, though, to even the score?
No, they weren't politically motivated.
Well,
I believe James Comey.
That they weren't politically motivated.
Affirmative.
But oddly, they were politically inept.
That too, right?
Well, that's
the problem
they tried
with Comey's
so hard
book.
They tried so hard not to be political that they were political.
Absolutely. That Comey, in his defense, I mean, we've talked a lot about that book on this show, but that's the one thing that he doesn't acknowledge, that even if his motives were pure, he had an impact on the election.
Yeah.
And he does not see that still. Okay, so we reached out to a professor over at the University of Chicago School of Law. It's Azik Hook, who is a professor of law at the school over there, and he's listening to this conversation and now joins us on WGN. Aziz, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, great to be here.
So what do you want to say about what we've just said?
Well, I think the real question posed by this week's events is, why is it that the identity of someone who came forward and acting, by all accounts, out of patriotism and a desire to do the right thing, provided information to our national intelligence services, is being outed and dragged through a very public spectacle by elected actors who seem to be poised to reap electoral benefit from doing so.
Okay, and that's another part of the story. So who is this person? And Republican members of Congress want information on that. They have not said that they would expose this person, but you've got to believe that that's going to happen, right? That's your fear, isn't it?
Well, the person's name has already been made public by a website called the Daily Caller. And what's happened now is that a news story that might have come and gone without much attention has blown up. It's been escalated in a way that really draws attention to the role that this person may or may not have played, really draws attention to the fact that they were doing work for the intelligence services, and probably most importantly, draws attention to the fact that at least among certain quarters of the government, it appears to be acceptable to out intelligence sources who are, again, by all accounts, not acting on the basis of a pecuniary motive. They're acting on the basis of patriotism and doing what's right.
Yeah.
Those people will be outed for narrowly partisan gain.
Well, and this person you're speaking about is not an FBI agent, but somebody that he was a professor, right, who gave information. Are we talking about the same person?
We are, and there's some inaccuracy or clumsiness in the way that this person has been described in the media. By all accounts, he's not somebody who's in the Trump campaign. He's somebody who reached out to and had contacts with the Trump campaign, in particular with George Papadopoulos, apparently to discuss a commercial venture. And in the course of those discussions, information was revealed that was then passed on to the FBI.
Got it. Okay. So I guess a danger then is if you are somebody out there who maybe in a random conversation with somebody in a political campaign or something else goes, oh, my God, I've discovered something that I think I should tell the FBI. I'll tell the FBI and they'll promise me they'll keep my name out of it. How much assurance do you have now if you're that next person when, in fact, this person's name has been exposed?
This is a point that the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, made in congressional testimony a couple of weeks ago, where he said very pointedly that both the FBI and the CIA in their counterintelligence and counterterrorism operations depend upon the credibility of promises they make to their human intelligence sources. And what the last 3 days' events have demonstrated to those sources and to potential sources in the future, that whatever promises an intelligence agency makes, if a political superior in the House or in the White House decides that it is politically convenient to reveal information about that source's identity, nothing will stop him.
Does the president, I'm confused about the quote-unquote constitutional crisis, does the Constitution afford the president the ability to ask the Department of Justice to investigate something, including an investigation onto himself? Is that within the law?
The law isn't clear on this question. There is a claim made by some constitutional scholars that the president has unfettered authority to control anything that the Department of Justice does. On the other hand, there's a clear constitutional rule of law concern with having the president interfere with investigations that concern his own behavior or the behavior of those close to him. The important thing to say is that the Constitution is a pretty short piece of text. You know, it doesn't address many, many important questions. It doesn't actually say anything about the president's role in criminal justice beyond the fact that he has the pardon power. So what scholars do when they make claims about these kind of issues is that they kind of construct these Rube Goldberg machines based upon what the Supreme Court said, what's happened as a matter of practice. And your listeners should know that it's not the Constitution that's making those claims. It's scholars who are often people who've been Department of Justice lawyers or defense side lawyers.
Okay.
They all have interests.
I get that point, but then let's just narrow it down to this. The president has a point, doesn't he, if in fact the investigation was motivated by political desires, right? If that was a partisan thing, if they wanted to keep Donald Trump from being president, and that's the FBI working with an informant, and the reason they're doing this is to keep Donald Trump from being president, that's a problem, isn't it?
I think if there was a substantial basis for believing that there was improper behavior within the Justice Department, you're right, it would be a problem. That substantial basis for evidence does not, as far as I'm aware, exist. Moreover, even if there was such evidence, we have mechanisms which are tried and tested for dealing with that kind of problem without creating the self-dealing dynamic that the president has created by interfering in an investigation that directly and materially impinges upon his political future.
Well, handicap James Comey for me. My colleague Steve Bertan and I were going back and forth on did he help or hurt and what his motivation was. How do you score that?
Oh, I'm not a political animal. I have a hard time judging those things.
You think that he affected the election?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, but I think he did.
I'm a lawyer. I don't call
I see both ways. Yeah, what do you need? I'll give you whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting and at least temporarily diffused, right? I mean,
at least temporarily diffused. Although you know, no, it doesn't appear that much in this administration stays diffused for long.
Aziz Huq is the Frank and Bernice Greenberg Professor of Law at the University of Chicago Law School. Aziz, very interesting. Join us again. I appreciate your time today.
Would love to. Thanks for having me on the show.